You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Guy Yalief, the CEO at Intellimize, a software company that uses artificial intelligence to help businesses convert more leads and improve the profitability of their website. Good stuff there, and Mr. Yalief, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure as well. So for starters, tell us, what is Intellimize and what is it that you do?
Intellimize makes entrepreneurs a lot of money. That's the job. But we do that by changing websites. We personalize them for each individual visitor to maximize the likelihood that that visitor will convert, that they'll do the thing we want them to do, like buying a product, asking to talk to a salesperson, or looking up a store location. And we use AI to automate this. And we call this approach predictive personalization.
If you would, Mr. Yalief, get into some of the details on why you started the company and what is the founding story.
Happy to share. I've been in paid media for roughly 15 years and spent roughly the last 10 as a marketer. And in my last job, I had a team of 30, 35, a low eight-figure budget, optimized the pieces out of our paid media and drove all that traffic to our website. And despite having all those resources, we did nothing to optimize our website experience to get more visitors to raise their hands to talk to sales. That made no sense to me. My co-founder spent the last 5-10 years using AI to build personalization systems of scale. You know, 100 million impressions a day, billion user profiles. And together, we looked at the tools that were offered today and were incredulous at how much work the existing approaches put on marketers and entrepreneurs and how long these approaches took to deliver results. So when we looked at the market, we talked to 100-plus potential customers. We realized that marketers spend about $70 billion a year in the U.S. driving traffic to their sites, and that 98-99% of those visitors, they just bounce without converting. And so we saw a natural match between some paid media techniques that have been used out in the open for a long time, implementation in a new way via AI to solve these problems. And so we built Intellimize, and we want to use this approach to help entrepreneurs turn more of their visitors into customers.
And that is certainly very, very important, isn't it? Now, when we think of AI or artificial intelligence, it's common to think of robots and smart devices. What does AI mean in this context?
You know, just as you said, it often conjures up images of robots or Terminator movies, but it turns out it's actually already part of our daily life. It's all around us. And it's generally defined as machines doing things that we as humans would consider intelligent. You know, today, AI probably helped each one of us avoid spam emails, perhaps in Gmail, you know, figure out how long it'll take to get to our office using Waze, or decide what movie we're going to watch next using Netflix. AI in this context is particularly great at four things that are valuable for website optimization. One, it's really good at managing a lot, like an awful lot. A friend of mine got up on stage at a conference a year ago and talked about using our AI to test 4.5 billion versions of the page he was optimizing. That's superhuman. Like, it helped him drive great results. Two, AI is great at massively accelerating testing. Our average customer last year did 25 years worth of A/B testing. And that kind of acceleration can help you deliver better results and more insights to your organizations, making you look like a hero. Third, unlike us humans who get tired and distracted, AI is great at listening 24/7 and taking action in the moment 24/7. In fact, we had a customer who ran a big promotion, tripling their traffic overnight, and it took 4 hours for the AI to react. The new traffic behaved differently. The right thing to show visitors changed, and the AI reacted in the moment. And the last, the fourth and final, is that AI is great at acting with precision at superhuman levels of granularity. AI is great at finding signal in a noisy environment and acting on it. And in fact, these four strengths together enable the one-to-one marketing that we as marketers have been talking about forever. We can practically achieve that now, today, when we correctly apply AI.
And also, Mr. Yalief, how is AI used by different parties and what are the business applications? Get into some of those details, if you would.
You know, different kinds of AI are used throughout the marketing funnel today. It turns out our paid marketing advertising peers have been using AI out in the open for more than a decade. I mean, when Google says, hey, give me five search ad creatives, not one, I'll figure out which one to show each individual searcher to maximize the probability of click. They're using AI to do that automatically. There are a bunch of other practical examples of AI in use today. Persado is one company using AI to craft engaging email subject lines. Looking more mid-funnel for B2B marketers, MadKudu and Infer are training models to predict the value of a lead so that higher value leads can get more personal attention. And then towards the bottom of the funnel, both Drift and Intercom have enabled marketers to set up rules to engage prospects in real time as they visit your website. Also at the bottom of the funnel, IntelliMize uses machine learning to automatically pick the right versions of your website to show each visitor, kind of like Google and Facebook ads do, but for website. So as you can see, sort of AI is pervasive and growing in your personal life, and it's also increasingly widespread in your professional life.
In a fine explanation there today, we're joined by Mr. Guy Yalief, the CEO at IntelliMize, a software company that uses artificial intelligence to help businesses convert more leads and improve the profitability of their websites here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Yalief, what is predictive personalization and how is that used?
You know, predictive personalization dynamically and automatically personalizes your company's website to each individual visitor to maximize the probability that that visitor becomes a customer or takes some other action you care about. Predictive personalization auto-discovers segments in your audience and automatically shows them the right ideas that you're testing to get them to convert. And it uses all the data available to it to help it better personalize, including contextual data, demographic data, firmographic data, behavioral data. And to give you a sense of how it's being used today, it's being used day in, day out across industries to drive more revenue and more new customer signups. For example, retailers like Stella & Dot and KiwiCo are using predictive personalization to drive more sales from their websites. Stella & Dot used it to increase conversions on its shopping cart page by 52%. Financial services companies like SoFi, Bills.com, and Chime are using predictive personalization to drive more new accounts. Chime used predictive personalization on their homepage and landing pages and drove a 79% increase in new account signups. And as a final example of how it's being used, we see B2B software companies like Looker, Front, and Drift using predictive personalization to drive more trials and better engage their prospects throughout the funnel.
And also, how does predictive personalization in the context of conversion optimization differ from things like A/B testing or CRO?
Great question. You know, predictive personalization and A/B testing, they're both different approaches to CRO or conversion rate optimization. And traditional A/B testing is great because it enables data-driven marketing. But it's not so great in that it takes a long time to reach an answer, typically weeks or months. And most of the time, there isn't an answer, 80% from what we hear anecdotally. And finally, A/B testing treats everyone the same. It's like saying, you know what, the average men's shoe size in the U.S. is 10 and a half. So from now on, all men, you're going to wear 10 and a half size shoes. Sounds ridiculous when we say it for shoes, but we do it for websites all the time. Now, predictive personalization differs in three key ways. One, you get faster results because you get to test all your ideas at once, and you begin optimizing immediately rather than waiting for weeks or months to get an answer. Two, you get better results because you show the best version of your site to each visitor automatically, and unlike A/B testing, you adjust automatically as visitor behavior changes over time, like when you change your marketing efforts and start attracting different people. And finally, predictive personalization takes less work because it automates much of the rote work of experiment management. you know, in A/B testing, like it reports on results and puts the work on us, the entrepreneur, before we get any benefit. You can leave predictive personalization on autopilot when you're too busy with other parts of the business, or feed it with lots of ideas when you have time to test more. Either way, it's going to help accelerate your business growth by making it feel like you've got an army of analysts helping you every day.
A good analogy and great examples there. Now, for someone new to AI, what are some simple ways they can start incorporating it into their stack?
You know, first thing, make sure it can actually help your business. Like there are a couple situations where we would suggest actually not using AI. One, if you're getting like, I don't know, 10 page views a day or 10 conversions a day on your site, you know, typical data-driven marketing approaches probably won't work for you. You know, AI can work on less volume than you think, but a decent rule of thumb, 1,000 page views a day, 50 conversions a day. Like if you're below that, you'll still get advantages. It'll still go faster than A/B testing, but it'll take a little while. Reason two not to use it, you've got hard work to do that's not AI related. Like you don't have product market fit yet. Instead, go spend time with prospects. Don't use AI for that. Like go put yourself in the shoes of your customers. Third reason would be you don't have anyone who can think about optimization at all for at least a little part of their job. And I recognize for most of us, that's like us. But those are three reasons maybe not to do it. If you none of those apply, then to start incorporating it into your stack, just add a line of code to your site. That's it. And then look at where visitors are dropping off most from your site. Focus on those areas. And our suggestion would be to start with three different things you want to test. Come up with three versions of each. Use the existing data you have in place. See what works. And then iterate. And then iterate more. And then iterate some more. And as you see success, invest more in ideation, creative, and data in the hopes that this drives more revenue.
Some really great suggestions there, and we can't thank you enough for that and also the great information here shared on the program today. In conclusion, and if you would and could give a business owner or CTO one piece of advice about the use of AI, what would that be?
Sure thing, Eric. I would suggest using the right tool for the job and bring an experimentation mindset. I don't know, maybe that's two, but like, you know, I wouldn't expect, for example, deep learning, which is all the rage, to help optimize your website. Like it's built and better suited for image and speech recognition. Or, you know, if you're time starved, don't set yourself up with a very manual approach that requires you to check in all the time because you probably won't find the time. And then on experimentation mindset, my suggestion would be ready to test ideas and learn from the results. Like data-driven marketing helps us make better decisions to grow our business. And sometimes those decisions, they just don't match our intuition. That would be my advice for a business owner or CTO to get started.
Well, Mr. Yalief, we certainly do appreciate those parting words and advice and also all the details shared here today and introducing IntelliMize to the audience as well. Thanks for that. Where can listeners get further details on IntelliMize online and also be in contact as needed?
Eric, thank you and your listeners for having me. I am grateful. And if folks want to learn more, please head to IntelliMize, IntelliMize.com, or feel free to reach out to me on Twitter. My handle is GYALIF.
Again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio and certainly wishing you and the company all the best.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Guy Yalief, CEO at IntelliMize, a software company that uses artificial intelligence to help businesses convert more leads and improve the profitability of their website. And for further details, visit IntelliMize.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.